The Environmental Protection Agency has granted new draft air quality permits for Shell Oil Company to drill exploratory wells off Alaska's coast. They're up for public comment for 30 days, after which the EPA can grant the permits, moving forward on a process halted last year because of environmental concerns. Shell says today's news is a major step forward in their attempts to drill next year. Shell Alaska spokesman Curtis Smith.
This is the news that we've been waiting for. The issuance of these draft permits keeps in motion a critical series of events that will ultimately determine our ability to drill in 2012. So it's good news.
The EPA had initially issued air quality permits to Shell last year for its plans to drill in the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas, but environmentalists and Alaska Native groups raised concerns to the Environmental Appeals Board, which remanded the permits. EPA Senior Policy Advisor for Air Issues, Dave Bray, in Seattle, says the new permits address the previous problems. He says they reduce the pollution Shell's icebreakers can emit.
This permit now makes them subject to Clean Air Act regulations at an earlier stage in the process, which was one of the concerns originally raised.
Bray says the draft permits also address new standards that have come into place in the past year, but environmentalists say their early read of the extensive permits reveal problems. Brendan Cummings with the Conservation Group Center for Biological Diversity complains the EPA's permits are business as usual. He says new emission numbers are arrived at by, quote, clever accounting, unquote. Cummings says the EPA has been pressured by Alaska's congressional delegation and state officials to move forward.
It's just come up with a document that it hopes will pass muster and allows it to say yes to Shell.
The public comment period on the draft air quality permits will end on August 5th. EPA officials say any criticisms or challenges are limited to the changes made by the new permits and can't cover things already signed off on. Meanwhile, a major component of Shell's Arctic drilling plan is now bound for Seattle for upgrades. The drill rig Kulik left Unalaska yesterday after being moored there for nearly a year. According to Curtis Smith, the purpose of the upgrades is to reduce the rig's emissions by 90% in preparation for the 2012 drilling season.